Do you want to welcome up our first one?
Let's do it.
All right.
All right. Our first storyteller is Chip McMillan. And Chip has been in Alaska for 35 years and in Juneau for 21 years. And he spent some time in the Peace Corps in Kenya from 1980 to 1982, which you'll learn a little bit more about here. Please welcome Chip McMillan.
Thanks, Jeff. Welcome, everyone. So I was on a bus in Nairobi, Kenya, with Nancy, my fellow Peace Corps volunteer, when I felt a poke in my kidney. And I looked down, and a woman looked up at me and said, "That man took your wallet." And she pointed over her shoulder out the window and said, "It was him." The bus was moving, and there were hundreds of people outside the bus, so I had great difficulty determining who the man was that she was pointing at. But there was a fellow who looked pretty unique. He had a bright orange sweater around his neck and shoulders, and I thought, well, maybe it's him. So through some miracle, I was able to get the bus to stop. I got off, and I pursued the man with the orange sweater. He was quite a far distance from me when I initiated this chase, so I had to follow him down various streets and plow through people, but eventually we ended up in a large field, and he was about 50 yards in front of me, and that's when I observed that he was a tall fellow, athletic, and he was with another fellow who was also tall and athletic. But I was running hard, the adrenaline was flowing, and so I began yelling, "Mwizi, Mwizi," which means thief in Kiswahili. So as I ran up to them, they both went like this. And I had a tiny voice in my head that said, "You don't do that if you're innocent." But I was still put off by the size of these thieves, and so I hesitated. Nancy caught up with me and said, "Chip, search him." And so I patted the first guy down, and I found nothing on him. And I patted the second guy, and he had nothing. However, my chasing these guys screaming "Mwizi" draw a fair little crowd around us. And a woman in the crowd pointed off to the right and said, "Look," and we all looked, and the guy with the orange sweater had stepped aside about 15 feet, and he was reaching down, lifting something off the ground. We all saw him, he saw us, and he took off in a big sprint. So, of course, the tiny little voice in my head became more courageous. I got more evidence that he is indeed the Mwizi. So, of course, I chased after him, and the crowd chased too. So we had, maybe 8-10 people total chasing after the Mwizi. We ran about 50 yards, and I really wasn't catching up with him. He made a sharp right turn down an alley. We all ran into the alley, and we passed by a short little fellow with a white apron and a large skillet in his hand. And we ran to the end of this alley, and there was a door, and the Mwizi opened the door and entered. Once again, I hesitated. Nancy ran up behind me and said, "Chip, kick the door in." So I did. I kicked the door in, and I entered, and it was a cho, and a cho is a toilet. But it's, you know, it's a different kind of toilet. It's a cement floor, cement walled room about 10 feet by 10 feet, and there's a hole in the center of the floor. So as I entered, I saw the Mwizi was trying to shove something out this little hole in the wall. And so I went over there, and I picked up the thing that he was unsuccessful getting all the way out of the hole. And you guessed it, it was my wallet. So I open it, and there's nothing in it. So I am now emboldened by all the evidence I need that he's the thief. He took my wallet. He took my money. So I became Superman, and I began shoving him against the wall of the cho, yelling, ni pe pesa, which means give me my money. Well, the cook and Nancy had entered the cho soon after I had, so all four of us were sharing the space there. And the cook had gotten stuck behind the door, and so the only thing visible was his right arm with the skillet. So when I shoved the muezi against the wall and I said, ni pe pesa, the cook hit him on the head with a skillet. And this went on twice. Ni pe pesa, bonk, ni pe pesa, bonk. And at this point, the muezi had had enough, I presume. And so he reached in his pocket and pulled out some crumpled up 100 shilling notes. And I'm looking at these and I'm thinking, well, I can't remember what I had in my wallet. So I was pondering that as the muezi was hauled out of the cho. I stepped out of the cho and he was lying on the ground getting the crap kicked out of him by this crowd. And this was standard procedure back then when I was in Kenya. When I came out of the cho and the cook said, what should we do with him? They were expecting this from me. But I westernized, said, let's call the police. And the crowd was like, what? Because that's really the last thing you do if you're trying to find a criminal. Anyway, so I said, okay, let's let him go. So he stood up, pulled himself together, and walked off. But he had this perfect muddy boot print in the middle of his back. And so my picturing him trying to explain this footprint in the middle of his back to like his girlfriend or wife or whatever, that was my sweet revenge. Thanks.